What's up, everybody? It's Roger James here from the Disney Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, well, we're going to be talking about all of the latest, like, Disney Infinities inspired toy and vehicles that have recently been sort of revealed, because there's some new figures hitting the stores now. You've got Han Solo and Chewbacca. They might be out this week. They've been kind of leaking out into some stores early, and inside them they have the flyers telling you what's coming up new. And there was a ton of new content was revealed, including some big changes. So first off, just normal ones. We've got like Hulk, but we've got almost like a Grey Hulk. Looks like we've got Venom coming soon. We've got Thanos. We've got Yoda. We've got Hero. We've got Baymax. We've got Penelope, Wreck-It Ralph, Stitch, Minnie Mouse. Most of these are based on the designs, and they're nothing really too new there. But they're making some big changes where they've got like gift sets featuring four Toy Story characters, one of which is Bullseye, which we've not seen before. I'm really hoping they don't make this as an exclusive figure, because I'm not buying those three figures again. Or there's even an Incredibles gift set, which includes Frozone. Again, I've already bought all of those figures. I really hope Frozone gets released separately as well. And then they're releasing vehicles. So we've got like Spider-Man's car, the Millennium Falcon, a TIE Fighter, and then there's even a twin pack featuring a Hulkbuster and Hulk. And it's like, wow, they really stepped away from it just being a single figure in a pack like it was last year when they launched. And they seem to be going down the line of, no, actually, we can use all the assets from Disney Infinity, all the ships they've built, everything, and just use it. And it's like the idea of them brewing it out, a Millennium Falcon ship based on Disney Infinity design, this is just not quite what we were expecting.
No, not at all. But apparently this line must be selling really well, because it's expanding a lot. And I remember when it first came out, we were kind of like, oh, this is just them getting rid of some extra figures that had been created but hadn't been attached to bases yet. Because a lot of the first wave looked almost identical to the originals. Many of them were identical to the originals. And now we're seeing new characters and ships and all sorts of things. So even though I personally haven't bought into this line so far, I'm glad to see that it's doing well. I'm glad that people are reacting to this and responding to it and kind of finding a reason to get them. And I will admit, I think we spoke about it briefly, I'm vaguely interested in that TIE Fighter set, because I love the Star Wars vehicles, as mentioned before. Yeah.
One of the big things, I've been buying these figures and stuff. I haven't got the Mickey Mouse one yet. But they're actually very, very well made. They've got full of articulation. I think they've got nearly almost as much articulation as like a Black Series or a Marvel Legends. But the price point is half of that. I mean, if you're buying, I brought some Big Hero 6 toys recently to review. And it's like a £10, it's exactly the same price. And it's like, they hardly move and they're a bit plasticky. And I know that Baymax and Hero are going to be so superior to these ones that Bandai put out. The quality in these are fantastic. And I think the look of them works really well. I know some people say, oh, they're peg warmers and they hang around. These are evergreen products. These can just sit there and they can just keep reprinting them. And they don't have to do a lot of work on it. You know, that Incredible Hulk figure or the Incredibles figure, they can just keep, that can sit on that shelf for 10 years and keep being sold. And in 10 years' time, that figure will not look any different and will probably still be selling to a new generation. And I actually think it's a shame that these Disney Infinity didn't use these figures the first time around, because they're much better than they were on the figures, on the bases.
Yeah, I can't speak to it because I haven't played with them at all. But yeah, it would have been nice if the Infinity figures, the original ones, had maybe some articulation to them or something like that to turn them actually into toys now that we have them as actual toys. But, you know, live and learn kind of thing.
Yeah. No, it was just really interesting to see them kind of kicking on. I mean, price point, we don't know where they're all going to sit. I mean, there was gift sets. I mean, if there's four figures, I'm probably thinking $35-$40. There's the Incredibles one. We've got like five figures in there. You're going to be looking at $50, something like that. It's not going to be cheap, but probably good line just in time for Christmas. You know, for parents walking in and seeing a big gift set for kids, that's probably going to be a good purchase.
Yeah, no. This Disney knows what they're doing. for the most part, not always, but especially when we're talking about Infinity. But these make a very easy, very identifiable item for parents, grandparents in particular, to look at. You know, they know these characters, or at least they know where the characters are from. And yeah, it's a very simple, straightforward, pretty much foolproof gift, because you know, they're pretty much gender neutral. You can get them for a boy or a girl. They've got characters that everyone recognizes, and they're infinitely playable, no pun intended. Yeah. So
I know whenever I give my nephew one of them to play with, he goes bonkers over them, loves them, because they're big, especially like they're big. I mean, he loved the one I gave him, the Toy Story ones. I must admit, I buy them, I do the review, and I do look at them and go, they're great for design, for figures. But then I do actually just kind of look at my, actually, I'll just let my nephew play with them, because this, like, this is just what they're for. And it is that thing, if you can see, he just instantly knew Woody and Buzz, straight on it, just knew who they were, was really excited, and they're just very good figures. And yeah, I'm really glad that this thing is going on. And yeah, it kind of gives Disney Infinity fans something to do, but also just shows a great line that they've kind of, you know, so this line could be going on for years, and they might just keep adding to it. I would like to start seeing them doing some new stuff, but then you think about, you know, if they're bringing out a Venom one and the Wreck-It Ralph and all these characters just in time for the new movies, it makes sense to use it.
And I want to go back to one other thing you said, which was that, you know, you would just give them to your nephew to play with, because why not? I think it has been to Disney's advantage to not make these collectibles.
Yeah.
Not to market them as collectibles, not to have Chase variants or anything like that. I mean, I know people love Chase and after the pop variants, and, you know, it'd be cool if there was like a lightsaber light-up version like we had with Infinity and whatnot, but... Just being upfront and going, these are not collector's items. These are meant to be played with. They're going to get beat up and banged around and all that stuff is actually a selling point for them. Yeah. Because you don't have to worry, you know, 30 years from now, oh, I should never have let that kid play with my Boba Fett Kenner figure. It's worth so much money now. Now, the chances of that happening with these figures is so low. Give them to your kid, you know, as long as they meet the recommended ages and all that stuff. And let them just beat the snot out of these things. Yeah. Have fun. Let them be kids with action figures. Yeah, and that's great.
Yeah, yeah. But it's good. I think it's great to see them doing this. And I think they are easily the best action figure, pound for pound, on the market right now for kids. If you're buying action figures... For kids, these are the ones to look at, because I think they really are great value. They've got lots of movement and stuff, and they're definitely worth checking out. But we'd love to know your thoughts, guys. Check us out over at thiskingdom.com. Like, follow, and subscribe on all the different platforms. I'm James. Where can they find you?
Find me, heroiclegacy.com.
On that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.